Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar. My message to the censorship committee. Who's the biggest gang in the city? Cops pull me over, check my pants, but I'm legal. You couldn't get me figure with a people. They got me trapped, cat with the motherfucking hammer back. Cops are all black, just cause I'm black. Snap. Now guilty. Message to the censorship committee. Who's the biggest gang in the city?
Yeah, it's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 232 Pac, you think you went too hard?
Yeah, get back to the commercial songs. Okay. Yeah, get back to the radio
plan
songs.
No, come on.
You went deep in the crates.
Yes, that's a good one. And I like the hiss from the old stuff. I think, was it Corey complaining about the stuff that sounded older? No, that's a good one.
Oh, when it came on, I'm like, hold on, how's he going to play this?
Yeah, well, a lot of blank spaces.
He's been asking that question a lot recently.
Yeah.
You know, how's he going to get away with it?
How's he going to get away with this one?
Well, because some of them don't bleep out everything. So
right.
I gotta really, really listen now.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do these reports coming out about the Eagles concern you about the rest of the season, or do they not really matter? They concern me, or they don't really matter? What do you think the response is?
Fan base.
Yeah.
They don't really matter.
They do.
Let's go 73%.
Oh, you nailed it. Wow. 68%. Oh, pretty
okay.
Close.
That they don't matter?
That they don't matter.
Like, what kind of drugs are people on?
What do you think?
Well, of course it matters. Like, what's concerning to me is, like, what you brought up about no one's come out and be like, that's my quarterback, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, even T.O. cried about Romo. Could we even get, you know, one moment like that?
Well, he didn't cry about a different guy, though.
Yeah.
So
I'll say this. I'm not totally surprised because I don't know if this would put someone in conflict with what's been said the other way.
You're putting yourself in the middle of something.
Yeah, because you're obviously going against what AJ is complaining about right now and other things. So to step out there, and I just think most players are like, man, I don't want to be – first of all, the defense, this doesn't concern them. So you'll see most defensive players not even speak on this matter over here. Offensive linemen. They're going to go to the whole, you know what, I'm going to stay in my lane. I can't worry about skill position, guys. I got to do my job better, which is actually the smart answer because the offensive line isn't playing great. So
sure.
They don't need to comment on the other guys and what's going on. Now, Saquon, I think, has tried to stay down the middle.
He's trying to be a politician.
Yeah, he's trying to stay. And that's kind of what you have to do when you're on the team and you're one of those skill position guys. Like, I would imagine if they were to ask Dallas Goedert, he's going to stay down the middle on it as well.
You know what it's made me think?
Because he's been in that position also to where he wasn't getting looks and things.
It's made me think, like, if you had asked me a month ago, are you 100% sure Jalen Hurts will be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2027? Mm-hmm. I would say yes, I'm 100% sure. After hearing all this stuff, I'm just not 100% sure anymore. And I don't know what my percentage is
at.
And we've joked.
I'm there with you.
Yeah. We've been like, well, and they're just going to go ahead and win the Super Bowl again this year. And they very well might.
Yeah.
But if they don't, it just makes me wonder if there's enough question in there. Do they really want to do this? Or what do the top level people think?
I think that's very fair. And
especially paying him, too.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm 100% sure he's going to be here 2 years from now. Because if I were to believe there is some truth to what's being said with the frustration and things of that nature, if that starts to lead to coming up short, then the organization will have to rethink, okay, do we want to give him an extension? Because that's the next thing on the table.
Sure, yeah.
You're going to be stuck between do you give him an extension or do you try to move on from him? Because they're not going to play his contract out because you want to reduce the numbers so you can sign some of these defensive players, these young guys that you have. That will be interesting.
Well, and it really gets into the question a lot of NFL teams have to make is they won a Super Bowl. Even though he had been paid, he was basically still on his rookie contract.
Yep.
And you look around the team and you look at how teams are trying to compete, and they want to be able to pay lots of guys. So I think what they try to do a lot of times, and the Niners tried to do this with Brock Purdy, and then they had to pay him, is you want to try to win the Super Bowl before you have to pay the guy. Because a lot of quarterbacks are worth a lot of money, but when you talk about value to a team, is Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback for sure. Is he worth $55 million every year? That's a different question, and I think you could bring up that question for a lot of quarterbacks. And you have some teams that are in, like Tampa's in a situation where they're only playing Baker $30 million. The Seahawks are in a position where they're only paying Sam Darnold $30
million. Right.
The Indianapolis Colts are in a position where I think they're only paying Daniel Jones $15 or $20.
Right.
But you start getting
after this year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that becomes a more difficult decision.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes because then all of a sudden, you look how much harder it is to build a team around a player, because to a certain extent, we talk about Josh Allen's, you know, skill position guys. To a certain extent, when your quarterback's making $55 million, it becomes a lot harder to pay skill position guys. You know, so that will be part of the question moving forward.
I think Jalen has always sort of had the pressure, and he knows this. This is why it all ties in together, right? I think he knows this as well. His standing or footing in the NFL with the Eagles or moving forward is always going to be he wins. So it's not he wows you with his physical traits and his physical abilities. It's his calmness under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's his unflappable sort of personality that he doesn't have these emotional roller coasters with being up and down. He seems to be stable. He's been able to lean on that, and that's been able to lead to wins. Now, the Eagles, to their credit, they put talent around him, and they've won with him. My thing is he loses a little bit of that standing and footing when you start losing games.
Sure, yeah.
When you start losing games. Now, it's different. Because of Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, they can start losing and the franchise ain't getting rid of them. They're just going to change the other parts around them.
Yes, and they'll say it's worth it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is because they have that physical ability. But with Jalen, his calling card is always going to be the winning aspect that he brings. If the team starts losing and he can't rise the boats, then, yeah, they're going to be like, well, we can go get somebody else cheaper to do what you're doing.
Well, like, I'm not putting them on the same level, but you look at Bo Nix. If you're paying Bo Nix $5 million or $8 million, that's one thing. You're paying Bo Nix $57 million.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the fact that he brings you back in the fourth quarter, you're looking at like, well, there are four quarters and there's only three of them that you're not doing anything in. And that becomes a lot harder to build a team around a player like
he
that.
He reminds me, Jalen, this situation is very similar. And I don't mean this in a negative, like a negative connotation at all. It's so similar to Russell Wilson and what it was like in Seattle, right? This is why the head coach and being able to have a culture in place that supports that and you can keep winning is important. It just is. And at some point, the team in Seattle felt like they were more of the reason that the team was winning versus what Russ was.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with that. Russ is the quarterback. He had to make those plays. He had to make those throws. Get a ball to beast mode. That's fine. I understand that. But there's no organization that would choose a corner or a safety or a linebacker over the quarterback. So the defense in Seattle being upset because the other guy's getting all the credit and all the money, and we're not, that tore their team apart. Jealousy did.
Yep.
Will they go through that with the Eagles at some point? Yeah, it might.
Well, we've talked that that is the Pat Riley thing, the disease of me. All of a sudden, you want your credit, you want your money, and that sort of plays into Jalen. One thing that Jalen doesn't seem to be is like that good of a locker room politician.
Right,
he's not that isn't what he is, and I think you can say that this is a good thing. He's only focused on the one thing, but then all of a sudden, it would be nice now if he were that guy.
Yes, if you built up that goodwill with your teammates, they are more willing to defend you and protect you than they are to say, you know what, you've been carrying it like it's just you. You've been carrying it like you're a solo act around here, meaning that you're not necessarily integrated with everyone. So now when things are rough, guess what? Yeah, it's you. That's you over there. I don't know if that's ever going to change with Jalen. It seemed to me, Spike, like he's trying this year. It seems like I've seen him out.
Yeah.
And being a part of the team stuff a little bit more. I certainly have appreciated his answers this year more so than I have in any other year. So to me, it seems like he's trying. But if he's not doing it at the rate they want him to do it, for me, that's more of a them issue than it is a him issue. The guy operates the way he operates. He compartmentalizes things the way that he does. It's beneficial to him.
Well, because when if you have a
and everybody gotta get on board with that.
Yeah, if you have a personal relationship with the guy, you're less likely to leak something to somebody if you have that relationship with him. 215-592-9494. We'll hear what D-Jack had to say about the entire thing after I talk about relationships. There's a relationship with a guy you should have. It's not Oubre. It is Adam Kasabi. Adam Kasabi is going to be the guy that can solve your problem, and that problem being you've always wanted a beach house, and you just think the market is too tough. You've tried before. You looked at the houses have 40 bids. You don't know how to do it. Adam Kasabi, based out of Long & Foster, K-S-E-B-E. I've known him for a long time, has been a sponsor of our podcast for a long time. He's helped people just get into the Delaware beach house that they want. And what you can do is, you know, you think about you'll have your place to go with your family, your friends during the summer, maybe a 3-day weekend in the fall or winter, but you can rent it out too and have those people paying your mortgage. And I brought up property taxes a lot in Delaware, like nothing. Comparing, Kasabi gave me one example. He's like, look at the $600,000 house in Rehoboth. The property taxes annually are $1,500. Look at this one in Sea Isle. They're $13,000. That's a huge difference. And if you happen to want to be in Jersey, Adam's got a big network, can help you there as well. When it's time, I want you to reach out directly to Kasabi. I'll give you a cell phone number, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Hi, Spike. Big guy, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, Yosh?
Let me get this out of the way before I start. Spike.
Yes.
I almost want to break up with you.
Well, you can't break up with me.
Do it.
But
start leaking.
You were really mean yesterday. What's the name? Like, you make it hard to be in this relationship. Out here advocating for you. I defend you.
Yes.
And then you go and backstab me yesterday. And you said it all mean and being as though Ike and Jack didn't go along with you. You're like, I was just joking.
What happened? Oh, the fantasy thing.
Well, he shouldn't have a spot in the league. And I just think if you win the league, you shouldn't have a spot next year.
You
fair
know what?
Is fair.
Win or lose, I'm going to retire.
Recusing yourself?
I'm done. I have succeeded. I have outsmarted you in the last 2 years to be in this league. So I defeated you, Lex Luthor. That's why you're annoyed. I kept finding loopholes. I made you feel pity for me. You had to let me in.
You're a manipulator. You're a master manipulator.
Hey,
that's what you're saying.
Hey. If that's what you want to call it, that's what I did, and I beat you, and everybody know I beat you. I'll go down in history, 3 years in the fantasy league, and then win a championship. Ain't nobody else ever going to do it. Nobody else ever going to do it.
It's a dynasty of getting into the league.
I'm legend.
All right.
I'm legend, bro.
All right, fine.
You know what, man? What's the name? This Jalen stuff is just getting ridiculous. I mean, yeah, man, he has the stuff he needs to clean up, and yes, somebody in there that don't like him. But, you know, and then, Spike, you put your little disclaimer out there, you know, I don't go along with it, but it's being said, but you're harping on it. You're reveling in it that people are talking about it. I know you got to talk about it, but you like that it's going on, in my opinion, and that's not fair to
me?
The boy. And you know what?
I don't like
he
that
don't
it's going
even
on.
Care. You know what? He don't even care. He going to keep balling. You know why it doesn't bother him? Because after the Super Bowl, the commercial that was played, I think I better let it go. It's out of commercial, right?
He revels in it.
Okay, everybody hate me. I'm going to keep on balling. This defense just got good in the last 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks, and we act like the defense been holding us together. We forget what's named in Dallas in the fourth quarter when he made the big scramble, what's named, that led to the first down to go ahead and win the game. He snapped in the Rams game and made the big play at the end of that game to seal the game because the defense was giving it away.
Oh, when they blocked two kicks?
Shut up. Shut up, Jack. What's name? We forget what's name. 3rd and 9 from the 44 with under 2 minutes left. And what's in here? The 45-yard pass to AJ, the dude who don't hype him, to seal the victory. What's name? And then got the touch, puts the Devontae play in Green Bay. We forget about that. The big scramble, what's name in Tampa, what's name? And then the 2-yard Mahomes, what's name, shovel pass to daggone. We forget about that stuff. We got a dude, what's name, that's doing his job, standing up in this city and taking it on the chin and still doing his job. The defense just gave up 8 points, what's name, average the last 2 weeks. Before that, it was almost 24. Almost 400 yards 6 weeks ago, but now it's down to 2-something. What's name like? Get this dude, what's name, his love. Yeah, report on what's going on, but stop reveling in it. You guys over there liking it. Jack yesterday, he hold a ball too long. You know what? He ain't even top 7 as far as hold a ball long. You know who up higher than him? What's name? Your MVP. Your dude you love down in New England. Drake May, what's name, Jordan Love, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, all those dudes hold the ball way longer than Jalen. So stop using those as excuses of why, what's name, he's not doing what he's doing. We know he need to clean up some stuff. We know he need to get it right, but stop reveling in it. You dudes are ridiculous.
You know what? This is a pathetic display by you.
Wow.
Blaming us. Do you want to give us a perfect 10?
I'm not blaming y'all. Telling you to stop reveling in it.
I'm not reveling in it. We're talking
are you
about
happy?
It.
You
know
and
what?
Jack happy.
You know
Jack
what?
Did a whole,
no.
So happy.
I might be happy.
If his teammates. If
yeah,
his,
are you kidding me?
Too.
If
he
his teammates would
on.
Stop texting D Gunn, maybe I would have nothing to talk about. You should hold the person who's responsible really responsible, not me.
You got to pay attention. Don't get hyped. And try to, what's the name, say, the person, pay attention to how I talk. You just be ready to argue. You just be ready to argue. That's why I almost want to break up with you.
Give us a perfect 10. Will you give us a perfect 10? And you can only give us one.
Let's get this lover's quarrel over with.
I can give you how many I want to give you. What's the name? You know what? I was going to say Bo Derek because I was on the phone with Jack, and then I come on, and I hear you was talking about, oh, it's Bo Derek. What's the name? When he asked me about the perfect 10. I like Kelly Rowland too, Ike. She bow-legged. She melanin. What's her name? She used to have that short haircut. I love that. I love short haircut better. Kelly Rowland did it to me. But she had that video, what's her name, with Lil Wayne. What's her name?
Will you just give one?
Oh, my goodness. What's her name? I love, man, there's so many women in my head. But I'm going to give y'all one y'all even know about. But don't look her up. Her name, Michaela DeMater. She used to play hockey. She's an influencer. When you look
at hockey.
Have some private time. I sent her name and everything perfectly spelled for Jack Fritz. And when you look at her, talk to me, baby.
Okay, Yosh.
Love y'all. Hey, fight.
Yeah.
We still in a relationship for right now. All right. It's about all right. The sixes.
Okay. All right, Yosh.
I love you, boo.
All right. Love you too, boo.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, this is...
Should we hear from D-Jack or do we got to wait now?
No, you can still play.
Okay, so
D- Michaela DeMela is cute.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just leaving it at that.
All right. All right.
So D-Jack has a podcast with Clinton Portis called House of Action. And D-Jack was talking about AJ Jalen. And here's what D-Jack had to say.
And as you could tell, it's something else going on. And I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it. But I know it's something else going on. That it's not all about football. It's not about X's and O's. I've had situationships with quarterbacks that I didn't necessarily like. And I'm going to just be honest. And when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's all I'm going to say.
So he says, and you've said this 100 times, it's got to be about something other than football.
Yeah. And I don't know where to go with that off of what D-Jack said. I think, you know, we were ones that actually put credence into BG's comments last year when he said these things. So I'm not surprised by this. I wasn't one of those ones that said, oh, that's not true. That didn't happen. This and any other. So D-Jack basically saying there are some personal issues going on there that they need to work through. I don't know if necessarily that's breaking news, but him sort of saying it's not football related, I think that's the fly in the ointment there. Because most people have been thinking, is this something deeper that's going on here?
Yeah, it's 3 years of it is a lot.
And we still don't know what it is. Don't know what it is.
I need him to go.
Both of them are rich.
Yeah.
Both are engaged or married?
One's married.
Jalen's married, and AJ's on his way to being married. He got engaged,
He's engaged,
the engagement part of John Legend.
So it's usually men. It's usually women or money. Family or money that
and they both have money, and they both...
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea. That's why I keep it to football, and I look at it like, well, he's unhappy that he's not getting the ball as much as he thinks he needs to get the ball. That makes sense to me. That is simple. That makes sense to me. 1 + 1 = 2. I'm good with that. The other stuff about it's deeper than football. If you're not going to say what it is, then why even say that?
What could it even?
It just leaves room to speculate about 100 different other things.
Well, I can bet this.
Yeah.
I would bet that once AJ gets traded this offseason and he goes on House of Action,
that podcast.
Yeah, that maybe AJ, AJ's certainly more likely to say it than Jalen is.
Well, Jalen will never say what the hell's going on. Because you know what? I don't mean, again, even with this seems more one-sided than it is a mutual thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It seems like it.
I don't see the animosity from Jalen. He's not trying to undercut anybody or undermine anybody. I don't see where he's taking something personal and going after somebody. I don't see that. So
215-592-9494. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Coming up next, Sheil Kapadia joins us. We'll talk to Sheil about all this stuff. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.